4BM Mobile.
Ben, I think it is. AE4BM N4ZLK. Shane here.
Hello there, Shane.
Your packages. And getting paid to do it. And what are you doing?
Typical Friday stuff. Filling up the vehicle. Filling up the daily driver. About to mow some grass, do some weed eating. Typical Friday stuff.
Keep talking a little bit when I cleared out as I was dropping a trailer. Sounded like you had some surgery or knee surgery or something, so I guess this is stuff you can do without much effect, or is it painful too?
I'm still in pain. I'm still waiting for my number two surgery. Getting the runaround from the insurance company at the moment, but I'm still working full-time, just on light duty and just dealing with the pain and doing what I can do.
Job. If I'm injured and still working, it's because it was an on-the-job injury. I don't know if that's the same for you. If I get injured off the job, they will not let me come back to work till I'm clear.
Wow.
Have anything to do with something that didn't happen on there when I was on the clock? I broke my arm one time over the weekend. Somebody I worked with said, you should have held off and come in and acted like you slipped. And I said, well, first of all, that would be considered fraud probably, and I couldn't do it, but I couldn't get through it. It was too painful. It was a Saturday night, and there was no way I've been able to wait. I had surgery on, well, I went to the emergency room, and they gave me some good stuff to get me through the weekend.
Wow, that's crazy. Do you happen to work for Brown, the Brown truck?
Going on, let's see, I've made the 34 years, so I guess I'm going on 35 now.
Definitely. I'm going to have to tell my friend that works down there in Charleston about you. He's also an amateur, and he pushes feeder trucks. But I don't talk to him too often. I usually talk to him about lunchtime during the week and just shoot the breeze and ask him what's he got going on and stuff like that.
Package for 20 plus years, and I didn't have a radio with me then. It would have been too difficult, but we've got a nice place up here for a CB. I actually can put both in here. I didn't ask about amateur radio. I just don't tell them, and I've been doing it for the last 11 years, and I think they know. Now, if I was in out of a bigger hub like Atlanta or Greensboro or something like that, I don't know if I'd be able to get away with it. I might be able to, but I don't know. I mean, we're allowed a radio, but they can technically say, well, it's only a CB, so I don't know. I didn't ask, and I don't tell, and I don't worry about it.
Same thing with him. He says, don't ask, don't tell. He don't tell nobody. He's got all he's got. All he tells everybody is, I just got me a CB in there.
Exactly right. Of course, Greenville's a lot smaller, believe it or not, our little building. You'd think it would be a lot. We outgrew it years ago, but we still make do, or UPS makes do. But anyway, I pretty much am able to drive the same tractor every day, so I do. I bought an antenna and mounted it on there where the CB goes. And the guys at night, nobody uses CBs anymore. They're all on the phone, spend all night talking to each other on the phone, so it doesn't bother anybody.
I kind of figured that. Are you out of that one over there between Greenville and Malden?
South Fair Forest, between Lawrence Road and Malden Road, yes.
When I used to live right there in Malden, and I used to go by there and go, man, I wonder how many of these feeder drivers are actually amateurs or actually talk on the CB. Because coming from Charleston, my friend, I don't know how long he's been doing feeder trucks, but he's either carried an amateur 2-meter or his CB or something else, his small HF radio.
About bringing my 857 in here, but I don't know. I'm fine with the 2-meter. I traveled. I used to go to Atlanta, been to Greensboro too at nighttime. And about a year ago, I was going to, well, 6 months ago, I was going to Atlanta for a couple of years. And going to Greensboro, I didn't really find many people in the air. Occasionally, there'd be somebody, but there's a repeater down in Gainesville. There was always activity on it. I could take it all the way from the state line all the way into Atlanta. So made some good friends down there.
Yeah, I'm still trying to find any locals to hang out with on the HF or anything to do amateur radio-wise. It's just, the clubs around here, I don't know. This club is all right. I'm just looking for a more active group. I mean, talk about radios and all that mess all the time. that's what usually goes through my blood when I'm not at work is amateur radio.
Dan, there's a few people around that they're more involved. I haven't been able to be through the years just with a family, and this job is a... Until I got into doing feeders, it was a lot... It required more of my time, so wasn't able to be involved as much. I finally put up a station about 4 years ago at home, a dedicated amateur radio station. I had a radio set up with a little half a while when we lived in Simpsonville, but trying to get more involved in it. Got a son-in-law and now a son who got their licenses, so that helped out too. And, made a lot of good friends. The group down there in Georgia, they get on HF every Saturday night on 80 meters. And they have people join them from all over the country that will just be listening and jump in occasionally. But they do that every Saturday and have what they call an informal net.
Awesome. Like right now, I'm running into a bunch of HF antenna issues. I've got an 80-meter wire fed with 150 feet of 600 ohm. And the only place I could get it to tune is 80 and 40. And I like to play on 20 during the daylight whenever I can. Like right now, I'd probably be on 20 looking around, seeing what I can talk to. But, man, I'm just running into a lot of stuff. Can't tune it nowhere close to 3. Man, on 80 and 40, it's down well below 2. But I don't know. I'll figure it out here shortly.
You need to run another antenna wire. I have two wires up. One of them was one I picked up off of an estate sale. I don't think it ever been used. Fed by ladder line. Looks like a dipole. It's about 40 feet long, maybe 60 feet. I'm not sure. Fed by ladder line. It says it's supposed to work on 80, but it will not tune on 80. But 10 through 40, or 6 meter, it actually resonates on 2 meters. It was a great antenna. And then I built a 49-to-1 Unun, I guess you would say, or Ballon, I'm not sure which one, and put 130-foot wire on it, and I can tune it up across the whole bands too, but it resonates on 80 and 40, so that's what I mainly use that one for, and then I flip over to the other one for the rest of the bands.
Thanks. Yeah, I've barely got enough room to put up an 80-meter end-to-end flat top, and that's about all the trees I have. I have a ground plane antenna, or a ground mount for 40 meter, but it's a lot of aluminum, and I really don't know where my septic tank is at the moment, even though I've lived here close to 2 years. And if I put that vertical ground in there, I really want to put the radials down, and I've got more than a handful of radials to put in the ground to do that. And man, that antenna was awesome. Talked in New Zealand, QRP, got a 5.7, and I still think about that, QRP in New Zealand.
Okay, oh, that's awesome. Yeah, when conditions are right, it doesn't take much. But I've had a few contacts there, not many yet. I've got a 10 through 40 vertical that... Ham I used to deliver to was an older guy. He was moving in with his family, and he said, if you want to come take it down, you can have it. And I did put it up in Simpsonville, but I've still got it under the house. I need to put it up. That was a good antenna as well. That would be another option I'd like to get up just to have that extra, like a 10-meter vertical option. Seems like verticals work well on 10 meters.
4 Bravo Mike Mobile. Yeah, I love me verticals, but man, 40 meter, 80 meter, you gotta have some wire up in the air to do anything pretty decent. Got a lot of antenna designs I've collected over the years from people for 160 and stuff like that, but man, inverted L with a radial network, that takes up a lot of real estate on the ground for them radials.
I was just thinking when you were talking about the vertical in your yard and the septic tank, you know, water helps propagation, so it might be a good place to put it right over the septic tank.
True, and them radials don't need to be deep at all.
Simpsonville, I had a 40-meter dipole and an 80-meter dipole my father-in-law had built, and I strung the 80-meter up kind of at a weird angle. It didn't have enough space to make it straight, and it was like 8 feet off the ground at one end, and then I connected the 40 meter opposite directions on it, and kind of like I just ran one coax, and it wasn't the best antenna, but I was able to work a lot of stations with it. I mean, it was able to work, you know, anything I could hear, I could work it, and it would just, whichever antenna resonated the best, I figured, you know, I didn't know, it just went out to whichever one. I had a tuner on them, but I could work all the bands on that.
Yeah, my friend keeps on getting on me, he goes, that's an 80-meter compromise antenna with that ladder line. I said, yeah, I used to be able to tune it everywhere except for 6-meter, but I just have problems with it here and there. But don't get me wrong, I love me resonant antennas. That's why I love my multi-band vertical for 40 meter. It's if you look up my call, I got the PDF link on my QRZ, and it's a handful antenna. It's a resonant multi-band trapless.
To check it out sometime. Yeah, the one I've got, I believe it's the the DX77, I can't remember who makes that. I remember the designation though. And it'll do, it's a, you know, got several traps on it, obviously. It does 10, 12, 15, 17, 20, and 40. But anyway, it's pretty high up there, even for a vertical, but it doesn't require any radials, but any guy wires or anything. But it goes up and kind of leans a little bit at the top because it's so long.
Sounds interesting. Man, oh man. But lately, I've been fascinated with the magnetic loop antennas and that guy from Italy, that DX engineering cells. So I've been looking at that for years, ever since I saw them things. But that's a pretty penny. That's a lot of aluminum, and that's a lot of money.
Kind of like small real estate, almost like a dish type thing. Is that what that is?
I think it's a fairly sized dish. I think it's like, I don't think eight feet in diameter. I think it's a little bit smaller. I'd have to pull it up on DX Engineering and find out how big it is.
Now, just out of curiosity, I've got several wires. My father-in-law had made a dipole for every band back when he was in it, and he's passed away now, but so I've got them around the house, and they still work, at least they did when I took them down. But my very first CW contact, right after I got my upgraded to Tech Plus, I guess it was on a 15-meter dipole, just angled from a tree down to the ground, and contacted the Alaska, and that was back in 91, I think. And I got a QSL card from him, but I wish I'd kept it. I don't know whatever happened to it.
Wow.
Too, because my father-in-law, he never could get past the technician class. He couldn't upgrade to general. He just was sick, had a bad heart, and just could not get the code down. And that was back when you were required to take the code. Couldn't get the 13 words a minute. And he said, I never was a paper chaser, but I talked with someone in every state except Alaska and Hawaii. And I always wanted to just to say it, you know, that I'd done it. And then here we are. He was encouraging me to send out a CQ. And I did. And the very first guy that came back was from Alaska. He was so excited, but he didn't feel up to talking to it himself. He just was very happy for me. So that was a lot of fun.
One of those no code extras. It's hard for me to hear stuff over the constant ringing in my ears. My friend makes fun of me. He goes, what is it? I got like a little sound machine I got when I go to sleep, and it just makes this white noise. He goes, man, how does that thing put you to sleep? I said, I don't know. I listen to the radio all the time, and sometimes that noise just puts me to sleep.
My wife's the same way. If it's too quiet, her brain is either thinking about something or she feels like she can hear noises in her ear, you know, that keep her awake. So she always has a little fan blowing or something for a little white noise.
I can't live without it. Man, oh man.
Fall asleep, no matter noisy or not. I just tune it out. Or sits in the background, and I mean, even when it's dead silent, unless something's wrong, I don't have an issue falling asleep.
It sounds that way. I've always had a hard time trying to turn off the brain and just let go and go to bed.
The code, I did learn it. I had to learn it for my first license, but I didn't really use it after that, except for that one contact. And then, but it was in the back of my mind. It's something I always wanted to do. 5 years ago, maybe now, I said, all right, it's time. And I sat down. It took about a year. I would do about 15 minutes a day every morning, first thing. And I was using a little Morse code app that would, I'd work on a new letter. It would, it would just add the next letter. I would do that. Usually take about a week, you know, 5 days. Sometimes I wouldn't do it on the weekend. I tried, if it was an easy letter, I would try to say, well, let me add another letter here this week, and that would usually mess me up. So I just kept to that pattern and did it every day. I'm still not as fast as I would like to be. I'm not, conversationally, I really have to go slow, but, you know, 10 to 12 words a minute, and I have to really concentrate. So I still need to work on receiving, but for quick contacts, contests, or photo or something like that, it's very easy now.
Yeah, my instructor in A&P school, he was an amateur for a long time, and once I got done with aviation school and I came back years later and I told him I became an amateur, he's like, wow. He goes, he asked me what level I was, and I told him I was a general. He goes, man, I think he was a tech plus or something, and I just kept on egging him on and studying, and he's finally a general.
Sometimes I used to deliver to a guy years ago who learned Morse code in the Army. He was a radio man, and of course he was probably in his 60s. This was 20 years ago. And he said when he went to radio school, he said they set him down for 8 hours a day, they would work on Morse code. And I don't know. I've tried to imagine that doing my 15 minutes a day. I don't know if I could have handled that or not. It probably would have driven me crazy. But they learned it in a few weeks.
Go 4, Bravo, Mike, Mobile. Wow. There's a bunch of guys down there in Charleston that are old Navy guys, and they can code quick. I mean, they're like 35 plus, and they're just jamming on it. I'm just like, and I hear them sending messages to each other between the guys on the repeater using voice, and I'm just like, wow. And they're just blasting it right through them in between the conversations that are the guys using voice. And I'm just in shock and awe every time I hear them.
I would like to be there one day like that, where I can carry on a conversation, you know, at home, but also hear a conversation in Morse code on the radio at the same time. I've seen people do it, very few, but I know it can be done, but I've got a long way to go. I enjoy it. It's one of my favorite modes, and if you look at my logbook, most of the contacts I have are CW, so, and I'll go through stages. I kind of let it go for a little while, just been busy, had a wedding, and the fire there at Table Rock kind of displaced us for a little while, but it was hard to get on the radio. And then working this shift I do now in daytime, time I get home, I'm tired. I don't feel like trying to concentrate on the radio on that, you know. So when I was working nights, it seemed like I had more time to get on the radio.
Hey, I think the last time we talked, I was either going or coming on night shift.
Right. I came back today on this running around Greenville end of last September. So anyway, Ben, I enjoyed the chat. I'm here at my next stop, about to pull in, so I need to pay attention. Hope you have a good day. Hope you get that surgery soon, whatever you need to get done. And happy Easter. AE4BM, N4ZLK.
Talk to you later. AE4BM, mobile, clear and gone.